O Lord, of these three things we pray, that you help us always to seek justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, O Lord our God. Amen. Please be seated. So I want to start off today by asking for a show of hands. And now I hear it already. Not to worry, I'm not going to call on you. And I'm not going to ask you to come up here or anything like that, but I just want to gauge the crowd a bit. Who here would say that they're fairly familiar with the story of Martha and Mary? Like, good. Okay, that's a good number of hands. Okay, it's a story quite a few of us are really familiar with. Especially considering that this particular story actually only takes place in the Gospel of Luke, it's something that we're pretty familiar with, this story of Martha and Mary, these two sisters that when Jesus comes into their lives, respond to that in very different ways, right? Martha chooses to respond to that by getting to work. She gets busy. She starts multitasking. She's taking care of the dishes, and she's taking care of getting food on the table and getting the laundry taken care of and doing going 90 miles an hour. And Mary chooses to respond in a very different way. Mary responds by slowing things down and stopping everything else she's doing and just focusing on sitting with Jesus and being attentive to Jesus. And in this story, we are set up with this sort of antagonistic dichotomy where we're supposed to choose. We're often told we're supposed to choose which one is making the better choice, Mary or Martha. And we talk about being Mary people or Martha people. Have you heard that? Are you a Mary person or a Martha person? And there's a book that was written fairly recently called Being Martha in a Mary or Being Mary in a Martha World. And so this is something that we've really adopted in our culture, this idea about there are Mary people and there are Martha people, and kind of how they're incompatible. They're antagonistic toward one another. But I want to push back on that a little bit. And I want to say that actually there's an underlying message in this story that we might be missing out on if we're trying to choose between them. I've heard a lot of sermons in the I've heard a lot of sermons actually extolling the virtues of Martha, that especially older sermons that talk about the importance of Martha and how she gets to work, gets really busy. Boy, he's unhappy. And gets to work, gets really busy, and this is kind of something that gets really right at the heart of our nation, right? Gets into that whole the Protestant work ethic that you work hard to bring glory to God, and we uplift the people who sort of work 60 hours a week, 70 hours a week, and you know they're working so hard they don't even go home to see their family. They sleep at work. You know that's how committed they are. And in a society where we so often value people by what they do for a living and how hard they work at it. That's something that's ingrained in our culture. But I've also heard a lot of sermons more recently that extol the virtues of being a Mary person, and about the importance of being able to slow down and remember what's important in life, and no longer are we uplifting the person who works 70 hours a week at the expense of caring for their, being present to their family, right? So there are two different types of sermons that we often hear about this, but they all kind of go back to this idea that as a culture we're taught that when you have two different choices, it's always black or white, right or wrong, and that if you make a different choice than I do, we can't be friends and I can't respect you because we made different choices. And again, I want to push back on that a little bit. Because if you look at this story, something really important happens. When Jesus comes into their home, Martha and Mary make two different choices on how to respond, but actually end up taking care of Jesus more effectively because they have each other and because they make different choices. That Martha is better able to go about doing the work of taking care of the things that need to be done because Mary is there to sit with Jesus and be with Jesus. And Mary can be a better Mary person and sit with Jesus because she has Martha in her life to take care of all that other stuff around them. That rather than looking at this as an antagonistic dichotomy that they can't get along, there's an opportunity here to realize they're actually a great gift to each other. Now, I think this is something that certainly applies in our own lives as well. We're always going to be surrounded by people who are very different than us. There are going to be introverts and extroverts in this world. There are going to be multitaskers and people who are great at focusing on one thing and getting it done. And there are going to be morning people and decidedly not morning people, right? And there are going to be liberal people and conservative people, and we're taught that these need to be antagonistic toward one another. But what if our approach was to realize we are actually a great gift to each other? A great gift to each other in that regard. That as introverts, we're better off when we have extroverts around us to sort of keep our introversion in check, right? That when we are not mourning people, we're better off when we have mourning people around us to sort of compensate. And that our unique skill sets and our unique deficits actually complement each other really well if we start from a place of mutual respect. And while I don't make it a habit of trying to teach you how you should be judging your politics from my sermons, I will tell you this, that if you're a Democrat, you're better off for having Republicans in your life. If you're a Republican, you're better off for having Democrats in your life. It forces us to consider things and to talk about things and hone our arguments and be open-minded in a way that we wouldn't have to otherwise, because we learn far more from people who are different from us than we learn from people who are exactly the same as us. And we grow more when we're exposed to people who make different choices than we do, than if everyone makes the exact same choice. And we're not talking about respecting the differences of people here who are, we're not talking about respecting the differences of Nazis who are committing genocide or something like that, right? We're talking about respecting the differences of people who agree about the fundamental things that we want a nation that values life and liberty and happiness for all. We just disagree about how to get there sometimes. And we actually all want a world that is just. And when we all agree in the sanctity of life and the importance of freedom, we disagree about how to get there sometimes. But I promise you that we are better off when we are in open dialogue with the people around us. And even if at the end of the day we don't come to the same conclusions and we end up still making different choices, we're better off if we start from a standpoint of respect and giving people around us the benefit of the doubt. And not just respecting them despite their differences, but actually looking at people who are different than us as a gift to us. So that's my assignment for us for this week. It's my assignment for all of you. It's my assignment for myself, because I need to work on this too. That when I run into people who are family members or coworkers or strangers on the street that I don't agree with, to start from a place of giving them the benefit of the doubt and start from a place of realizing that we are a gift to each other. That if we do that, we will be far more likely to be just like Mary and Martha, who realize how much more effectively they could welcome Jesus into their home because they had the gift of each other making different choices. You and I, when we embrace the diversity around us, we too will be more effective at welcoming Jesus into our lives. In the name of one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.